¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hey, everybody, welcome into Investing in Real Estate. I am your host, Clayton Morris. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. I really appreciate it. Today, we're going to talk about ROI. And if you're new to the podcast, I just want to say thank you so much for discovering us. This show is devoted 100% to buy and hold real estate, where we focus on passive income, creating legacy wealth for you and your family. And I have found real estate investing to be the number one way to build true legacy wealth for my family. So I like to try to share in each episode with experts and these monologue style episodes, very specific strategies and tactics on how you can do that as well. So like I said, today we're talking about ROI. And because you hear about ROI very often as real estate jargon, and we went over that in our episode on real estate jargon, I want to dive deeply into exactly the mechanics, how you figure out the mechanics of your return on investment, ROI. And as I mentioned in the jargon episode, it is the most important thing that is the most important statistic. It is the most important number that I look at when I'm buying a rental property. I literally care. I don't care about the roof. I don't care about the four walls. I don't fall in love with real estate. I fall in love with ROI. And if I can hit my, you know, minimum 10 to 12% return, my 10 to 12% ROI, then I will buy the house, I will remodel it, I will put, you know, tenants in there, and I will keep it forever. You know, when you look at the stock market, maybe your annual return on investment, ROI, is 6%, maybe 5%, maybe 4%. For me, I want to be a 10 to 12% minimum on my investments. So that's ROI, is return on investment. It's simply a measure used to estimate and evaluate the performance of an investment. That's the bottom line. It's pretty simple. So to calculate ROI, it's just the net profit of your investment divided by the amount of money you've spent on it or invested in it. And the results are then either expressed as a, you know, percentage or a ratio. So I'm going to give you a couple of ways to figure this out. First, I'm going to give you the complicated ways, okay? And then I'm going to tell you how I do it. And I try to keep things, as you know, I try to keep things very, very simple in my business. I quickly analyze deals. I look at the numbers. If they make sense, there's very little gray area. Okay, maybe insurance might be a little bit higher on this one house, or maybe the taxes, the property taxes on this one house, maybe a few hundred dollars more per year. Okay, but for the most part, I try to keep it straight, dead simple, and just analyze deals and not get too bogged down in spreadsheets and formulas and all of those things. It's never served me, and I have to tell you, the way that I do it has served me very, very well. So here's a quick refresher on ROI, or just, you know, how to do it, and basically just walking you through this process. Return on investment is a measure used to estimate and evaluate the performance of an investment, or to compare the performance of different investments. So if you're looking at a bunch of different properties and you want to see your ROI across those different properties, and you may say, well, that one's giving me a 10% ROI, that one's giving me an 8% ROI, that one's giving me a 7% ROI, I think I'm going to take the one that's giving me a 10% ROI. That's the one that I'm going to buy. So for instance, if you buy, you know, a stock for $1,000 and you sell it 2 years later for $1,600, your net profit would be what? $600, right? $1,600 minus $1,000 gives you $600. So the ROI on that stock would be 60%, right? Because you take the $600 profit, divide it by 1,000, you get 0.6. Okay, that's a 60% return. That's a great stock, but that's kind of rare, right? That doesn't happen that often. So a 60% return in the stock market, not bloody likely. So there are two different ways to look at ROI for real estate, cash, and then, of course, if you have a financed transaction. And a lot of times when I say the ROI on a property, I'm always talking about it as a cash transaction because and cash can come any different way, a number of different ways, right? Cash out of your pocket, out of your savings account, a 401k to acquire rental properties, that's still cash. Okay, but then you have to build in your finance transaction because if you have a loan on it and all of those things. So whenever I do my ROI calculations, I'm always doing it as a cash transaction. But I want to warn you, there are two ways to do it, cash transactions and financed transactions. I'm going to explain the difference here. And this is what I talked about. I'm going to talk a little bit more complicated here at the beginning. And then I'm going to show you the way that I do it, which is dropped in brain dead simple here in just a moment. If you buy a property outright, calculating its ROI is pretty easy if you pay cash for the property. So I'm going to give you the first formula. Stay with me for a second here. And this one can get a little complicated, but just stay with me. This is the cash version. So let's just say you pay for round numbers $100,000 for a rental property. Okay. And then you're also paying about $1,000 in closing costs, which is pretty high. I mean, for me, on my properties, we closing costs are like $300 to $400 to maybe $500 at the most. So $1,000 in closing costs plus $9,000 for remodeling. Okay. So there's maybe you've got to rehab this property also. So your total investment is what? It's $110,000, right? $1,000 closing costs, $9,000 in remodeling, and $100,000 for the purchase. So $110,000 all in, that's what you're looking at. Then you fast forward 1 year, you've collected about $800 in rent every month, okay? And so you have about $9,600 that you've brought in profit every month for rent. Well, for the most realistic ROI, you're going to take that cash flow and you're going to deduct $167 a month to cover property taxes. And then also the insurance. Those are, you know, these are obviously expenses you cannot avoid, taxes and insurance. Now your annual return is about $7,500, $7,596 actually, to be specific, given this random numbers we're coming up with. Then to calculate the property's ROI, you're simply dividing the annual return, $7,596, by the total amount that you spend, which was, remember, $110,000. So that gives you about a 6.9% ROI. I wouldn't buy that house. No way. There you go. Very simple. So you're looking at those expenses. You're adding in your taxes and insurance. The way that I do it, though, is I build it into my formula, my taxes and insurance, because my taxes on my properties are usually very, very low, and my insurance is very low. I build it in to the amount I'm taking out of my formula. That's one way to do it. And then a finance transaction, this is a different way of calculating ROI. So you have the $100,000 property, but instead of paying cash, you're going to take out a mortgage. So maybe you're paying 20% down. Well, your costs are $20,000 now for the down payment and $2,500 for closing costs, because when you closing costs are always going to be higher when you need a mortgage. Always. And then the same $9,000 for remodeling. So now your total out-of-pocket is $31,500, right? $20,000 down payment plus $2,500 in closing costs plus $9,000 for the rehab. Plus, you're going to always have ongoing costs with the mortgage, right? Interest. So if you have a 30-year loan, 4% interest rate, you're going to be paying, obviously, much more at a, on, you know, principal and interest payments. So your principal and interest payments every month are going to be about $381. Then you're going to add in that same expense for taxes and insurance. That's $167 a month to cover the taxes and insurance. So your monthly payment that you need to make to a bank is about $548.93. Now is where you take the rent into consideration. So let's say you get $800 a month in rent. You're going to have a cash flow of about $251 after you pay back the mortgage, right? So then go forward 1 year, multiply that $251 by 12. That's your annual income. It's going to be about $3,000, $3,012.84 to be precise, as I've written it down. Next, you want to divide that annual cash flow by your original out-of-pocket expenses. Remember, so your original down payment, closing costs, remodeling, all of that added up gets us about a 9.5% ROI, which is not bad. Not bad. So there you go. Two different ways to look at it, a cash transaction and a finance transaction. But here's where I'm going to give you a super simple, brain dead, drop dead, easy formula to figure this out, okay? Because I like to take out 40% for vacancy, repairs, and expenses. I have a super conservative ROI formula that I use so that I still want to hit a 10 to 12% return, even considering this massively conservative formula. Follow me? Here's my formula. Let's say we have the same property. We're getting $800 a month, and the all-in cost of that single-family home that I buy is $45,000, okay? Let's say it was $20,000 to buy it and $25,000 for me to rehab it. I do a full gut rehab on most of my properties. So $45,000, and it's going to rent for, let's say, $800 a month, just for round numbers, okay? So here's how I figure my ROI. Very simple. 800 times 12. This gives me my annual rent return of $9,600. Now, I'm going to take out 40% just in case of vacancies, repairs, or expenses like taxes and insurance. I take that out, 40%. I take that huge chunk out. So how do you figure that? $9,600 that I made, I multiply that times 0.6. So I'm taking out 40%. So times 0.6 gives me a total annual return, a total annual rent of $5,760. Then I simply divide that by the cost of the property, which was $45,000. Divided by $45,000. That gives me a 12.8% return. So basically 13% ROI on that property. Even with taking out that huge chunk, just to be safe in my calculations, vacancy, repairs, and expenses. Most of my properties, though, you know, the beauty of what I do is that my properties are fully rehabbed. So I don't have repairs that I really ever worry about. All my major mechanicals are brand new, my roof, my windows, my wiring, my plumbing. So, you know, a branch hits the soffit outside on a, you know, on the downspout in a storm. Well, insurance will probably cover that probably. And if not, then maybe it's, $100 or $200 to fix a downspout or something. I'm figuring that really conservative formula, but I'm always at the end of the year pleasantly surprised that I ended up making $9,600 instead of the $5,700 that I talked about, the $5,700 after I deducted that 40% for vacancy, repairs, and expenses. So even though I do that, at the end of the year on our spreadsheets, I don't have vacancies that I really ever worry about, except on a tenant turnover, which can take a few weeks. And I don't really have expenses or repairs to worry about because I fully rehabbed the house. And of course, I will pay taxes. And of course, I will pay property insurance. Those are unavoidable. But that's how I figure out my ROI formula. I try to keep it brain dead simple. So here's my formula once again. I take the monthly rent times 12 gives me my annual rent. And then I multiply that times 0.6. Why? Because I'm taking out 40% for, just to be safe, vacancy, repairs, and expenses. And then I divide that by the all-in cost of the house, which was $45,000 in this scenario. And that's my ROI. It gave me a 12.8% ROI. That's it. That's ROI. That's all you need to know. Very simple. Don't get bogged down in all of these spreadsheets and numbers. It can really hold you back from quickly analyzing a deal if it's worth it for you and your family. That's how I do it. Obviously, when we get into commercial properties and other things, as we've talked about here on the show, there are different formulas. There are different ways. Even with the mobile home park episode that we did, which is coming up here very shortly, mobile home investing. There's different ways to figure ROI based on the plots of the plots of land in the mobile home park. But for residential real estate, this is exactly the way that I do it. Thanks, everyone. I hope you enjoyed today's episode on ROI, and I hope it gave you some clarification. I gave you some complicated ways to look at it, slightly complicated. They weren't terrible. And then a little bit simpler way to look at ROI. head over to our show notes page. If you are ready to book a call with our team and you want to pick up your first rental property and you want it fully done for you and you don't want to have to deal with contractors and repairs and windows and all of those pieces, we do it all for you at morrisinvest.com. That's what we do. Head on over to our website, morrisinvest.com. Click on the Book a Call tab and set up a call with our team. We'd love to talk with you and see if it's a fit for you. I'm Clayton Morris. We publish this show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We have some great episodes coming up, and I can't wait for you to hear them with some great experts as well. Have a great one, everyone. Much love to all of you, and keep on doing great with your investing strategies.